The focus of the Masechta is many, many different cases of birds which have been designated as korbanos, which get mixed up with other birds. The word kinim is the plural for a ken, which refers to a pair of birds, because whenever one brings a korban of birds, the sacrifices of birds, he always brings two of them. He would offer up a pair of birds, and it's important to remember, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, that when one brings two birds, a ken, as an obligation, for example, a woman who gives birth, she's obligated to bring a sacrifice of two birds. In that case, one of the birds is going to be offered up as a korban oila, which means that its blood needs to be applied to the top half of the mizbeach, of the wall of the mizbeach, and the other bird is a korban chatos, whose blood needs to be applied to the bottom half of the mizbeach. On the other hand, when one voluntarily brings a ken, a pair of birds, both of the birds are brought as a korban oila, whose blood needs to be applied to the top half of the mizbeach. And if the blood is applied in the wrong place, then it's totally invalidated. And therefore, if one has a bird which he is unsure whether it was designated as a korban chatas or a korban oila, then he's not able to bring that korban at all in case he applies the blood in the wrong place. And because of that, chatas in sarab oila, a bird korban chatas which gets mixed up with a bird korban oila, v'oila b'chatas, or a bird korban oila gets mixed up with a bird korban chatos, afilu echad b'riboy, even if it's 1 in 10,000, let's say there's 1 korban chatos, mixed with 10,000 bird korbanos oila, or the opposite, yomusu kulom, all of them need to be left to die, and they cannot be offered up as a korban in case one ends up applying the blood in the wrong place. Even though in general, if there is a mixture of lots of different items, some which are permitted, some which are prohibited, there's a concept of bittul, where the minority is nullified in the majority. And all of the individual units in the mixture get the status of the majority of that mixture. This is a concept which exists in many different areas of halacha. However, in this case, there is no nullification. We don't give the status of the majority to all of the units in the mixture because every single one of the birds has significance in and of itself. It's an alive animal. Only things like food items, which each unit has less significance, it can therefore be nullified in the mixture. But a bird, which is alive, has too much significance to be nullified even if it's in a mixture containing many, many more of a different type of carbon. Alright, next case in the Mishnah. Chatos, a bird which is known to be a korban chatos, shenis'orva b'choiva, that gets mixed up with a ken, a pair of birds, which is an obligation. That is to say, somebody took two birds, and he said that I'm designating these two birds to be for the sake of my korban, which I'm obligated to bring, of birds. That means that one of those birds is a bird korban oila, and one of them is going to be a bird korban chatos. Because a pair of birds which is bought as one's obligation, one of the birds is a korban oila, one of them is a korban chatos. Now, there are two ways in which one is able to designate these two birds as his obligatory korban. One way is by saying that this bird I want to be the korban oila, and this bird I'm designating to be the korban chatos. In that case, indeed, that would be the status that the birds have. However, more often than not, it's very hard to keep these two birds recognizable from each other, and it's very easy for them to get mixed up, and therefore in general, one who designated two birds to be brought as his obligatory korban would say that I want these two birds to be for my obligatory korban, but he doesn't yet define which of them is going to be the oila and which of them is going to be the chatos. Rather, when he ends up giving the birds to a kohen to offer the birds on the mizbeach, the kohen decides there and then which is going to be the oila, which is going to be the korban chatos. And that is when the animal gets that status. And in this Mishnah, we're talking about such a case. So we have three birds. One of them is known to be a korban chatos, and the other two are, one of them is a korban chatos, one of them is a korban oila, but it has not yet been defined which one of them is going to be which. And the Mishnah says, in kosher elo kaminin chatois shebachoiva, the number of those, of that mixture of animals, which is able to be bought as a korban, is going to be the same number as the number of korbanos chatos in the obligatory pair of birds. So we describe a simple situation where we only have one pair. So altogether there are three birds, and the Mishnah is saying that you can only bring one of those animals as a korban chatos, and the other two need to be left to die. Now let's explain. You're not able to bring any korban oila, a bird whose blood you would apply to the top half of the mizbeach, in case you end up using the bird which was designated as a definite korban chatos. Now, why don't we have the same worry the other way around, that you can't bring a korban chatos in case you end up bringing the animal which has been designated as a korban oila? The answer is because none of the animals have yet been designated as a korban oila. He didn't specify which of the two animals in his obligatory pair are going to be the korban oila and which is going to be the korban chatos. And therefore, when the kohen comes to offer up the birds of the korban, he's the one who defines which is going to be the korban oila, which is going to be the korban chatos. And therefore, they're able to bring one of these birds as a korban chatos. And then either it's going to be the animal which was designated already as the definite korban chatos, and then it's definitely okay. Or it's going to be one of the two animals which hasn't yet been designated, so now Kohen is designating it and defining that that is the korban chatos. You're not able to bring two korbanos chatos, let's think, why not? In case you end up bringing both of the birds which were part of the obligatory pair. But that pair, one of those animals needs to be brought as a korban oila, whichever one you're not bringing as a korban chatos needs to be brought as a korban oila. So then you get into a problem. You can't bring a second animal as a korban chatos in case the second animal is the second one of the obligatory pair. And you obviously can't bring a korban oila in case you end up using the bird which was designated specifically as a korban chatos. And likewise, v'chein oila shen s'or v'chayva, the same would apply to a single bird which was designated as a korban oila. So that bird, the blood definitely needs to be applied to the top half of the mizbeach, and it got mixed up with a pair of birds, which was an obligation, or a number of pairs of birds, whatever it may be. Either way, half of the pair needs to be offered up as a korban oila, and the other bird in the pair needs to be a korban chatos. So in the same way as in the case where korban chatos got mixed up with an obligatory pair, ein kosher ela kaminyan oila shebachayva, in this case, only the number of korbanos oila in the obligatory pair, that is the number which would be valid, which means in the simple case of three birds, that you'd only be able to offer up one of the birds as a korban oila. And now the Mishnah adds that this would also apply to a case where somebody, let's say, designated 10 birds for the sake of 5 different obligations that he has to bring a pair of birds. So he takes 10 birds, he says that these 10 birds are going to be for the sake of my 5 obligatory korbanos, each one requiring a pair of birds, but he doesn't yet specify at all which of the animals is going to be used as which korbanos. So bein sheh ha'chayv meruba, even in a case where the obligatory animals are large in number, let's say 10 of them, the hanadova, whereas the animal which was specifically designated as a korban oila or korban chatos is small in number, mu'etes. For example, let's say there's just one of them. So now we have 11 animals, one of which is a definite korban oila or a definite korban chatos. For the sake of simplicity, let's say it's a definite korban oila, and the other 10 animals have not been defined, but we know that 5 of them are going to be a korban oila, and 5 of them are going to be a korban chatos. Because none of those have been designated, you're able to bring 5 korbanos oila in that case. You're not able to bring any korbanos chatos, in case you end up bringing the bird, which is a definite korban oila already defined as such. But you can bring 5 korbanos oila, because it's only at that time that you define those 5 animals as being the 5 out of all of those 10 which need to be brought as a korban oila. And the remaining animals would be the second member of each pair, and those would be a korban chatos. You can't offer those up, because you might end up bringing the animal which is a definite korban oila. But the point is, you're always able to bring the number of korbanos oila that would be in the group of animals whose status has not yet been defined. And the exact same rules would apply in a case where the animals which were specifically designated as being a definite korban oila, if there were many of those, for example, let's say there were 5 of those animals, whereas in terms of the obligatory pairs of birds, there were few in number, let's say there was only 1 pair. In that case, you would also only be able to bring one, in that case, only 1 korban oila, because that's the number of korbanos oila which exist in the undefined pair. Or if they're the same in number, there's 2 pairs of birds, let's say, which are undefined obligatory birds. So that's 4 birds altogether, and there are 4 birds which have been defined already definitively as a korban oila. The rules which were explained in the first half of the Mishnah would apply in all of these cases. Mishnah Gimel, Bamad Varmurim, when all of these rules that we've stated so far in the previous Mishnah stated, B'chiva u'benedova, in a mixture of a obligatory pair, where the Oila and Chatos have not yet been defined, and in a dova, which is an animal which has already been defined that its status is a carbon Oila or carbon Chatos, whatever it may be. However, in a mixture of different obligatory pairs of birds, if one woman has designated one pair of birds and a different woman designated another pair of birds, they each have one pair, two birds each, and again, they haven't yet defined which is going to be a carbon oil or which is going to be a carbon chatos, and they get mixed up. Or shtaim lozoi, if each of the two women have two pairs of birds, shalish lozoi, or if each of them have three pairs of birds, which they have designated to bring as obligatory carbonis, and all of these birds get mixed together. In that case, the halacha is mechza kosher or mechza posel. Half of the mixture is going to be valid, and half it is not going to be valid. For example, let's take the simple case where each of the two women have one pair of birds each, so there are four birds in total. One oila and chatos for Rachel, let's say that's one woman, and one oila and one chatos for Leah, that's the other woman. The kohen is able to offer up one of the four birds as a carbon oila and apply the blood to the top half of the mizbeach, and one of the birds as a carbon chatos, whose blood he would apply to the bottom half of the mizbeach. And whatever happens, nothing can go wrong over here. Either it could be that both of those birds ended up being Rachel's, and then that's great. One of them was a carbon oila, one of them was a carbon chatos. If, let's say, one of the birds was Rachel's, one of them was Leah's, that's also fine. So one of them was, so Rachel's carbon oila was offered up, and Leah's carbon chatos was offered up, or vice versa. However, they're not able to offer up more than two in that case, more than just the carbon oila and carbon chatos, because then, in total, you're offering up two carbon chatos. Now, it could be that both of those two animals that you brought as carbon chatos were the two animals of Rachel. But Rachel needs to bring one of the animals as a carbon chatos and one of them as a carbon oila. As soon as you offered up one of the birds as a carbon chatos, automatically the other bird, which in reality is Rachel's second bird, automatically gets the status of a carbon oila, because that's the only remaining carbon that she needs to bring. So if the kohen goes ahead and brings a carbon chatos, it could be that he's bringing that animal, which is a carbon oila, as a carbon chatos, and that's why he would not be able to do so. But he can bring one carbon chatos and one carbon oila. Let's take a more complicated case where Rachel and Leah each had three pairs of birds. So Rachel has three pairs, which means that Rachel has six birds in total, and Leah also has six birds, so there are 12 birds in total. Half of those birds, according to the rule of the Mishnah, can be offered up. Three of them will be a carbon oila, and three of them will be a carbon chatos. And in this case, also, nothing can go wrong. Even if, in the worst case scenario, it ends up being that all three carbon chatos belong to Rachel, that's okay, because all three of them can be for three different pairs. She's obligated to bring three different pairs. So as long as we don't go beyond the number of three of any type one type of carbon, we can be sure that we never get to a stage where we're bringing the second of the pair as the same carbon as the first of the pair was bought. We never get to a stage where, let's say, the first of the two birds in a particular pair was bought as a carbon chatos, and you're now bringing the second pair as a carbon chatos as well. That's not true, because I'm not bringing the second pair at all. I can always say that it's a different pair, and therefore it doesn't matter if it's a carbon oila or a carbon chatos. The point is, as long as you're only bringing one bird from each pair, and the birds have not yet been defined, so you can never run into a problem, essentially. Now what happens if achas lozoi, one woman has one pair of birds, shtaim lozoi, a second woman has two pairs of birds, v'sholish lozoi, a third woman has three pairs of birds, v'eser lozoi, another woman has 10 pairs of birds, umeo lozoi, another woman has 100 pairs of birds that she's designated as obligatory birds, half of which need to be brought as a carbon oila, half of which need to be brought as a carbon chatos, and all of these birds get mixed together. In this case, hamuot kosher, the smallest group of birds, is the number of birds that are valid to be brought as a carbon. If you think about it, in this case, the first woman had one pair of birds. So we're definitely safe if the kohen brings one of these many, many birds to be mixed together as a carbon oila, and one of them as a carbon chatos. Because even in the most extreme scenario, where both of those birds emerged to have been that woman's, so that's great, you bought one of them as a carbon oila and one of them as a carbon chatos. If the birds end up belonging to different women, then all the more so it's okay. So one of their korbanos ola was offered up, one of their korban chasas was offered up. However, we are unable to bring any more than two birds, one korban ola, one korban chatos. Because if you think about it, as soon as we bring two korbanos chatos, we already run into the risk that both of those birds which we're using were that first woman's birds. But she needs to bring one korban chatos, one korban ola. So if you end up bringing two korbanos chatos and those birds end up being hers, so then you've brought a bird which is supposed to be a korban ola as a korban chatos. And it's important to remember all of these simpler scenarios, because later on in the Masechta we're going to have more complex scenarios, but they're all based on these exact same concepts which the first perek is laying out. Now the Mishnah adds that all of these rules that we've talked about apply bein mishnei echad bein mishnei shemos, whether the birds are being brought for the same type of korban or for a different type of korban. The next Mishnah will give an example of both of those ideas. And likewise, the rules apply whether all of the birds which get mixed together were from korbanos which one particular woman was bringing, or if it was birds belonging to different women which get mixed together, the exact same rules will all apply. And the next Mishnah will elaborate on what was just stated. Mishnah Dalet. Ketzam Mishnah Echad. What did the previous Mishnah mean when it said that the rules which we've talked about apply to a case where all of the birds are being bought for the same korban? So for example, Leida V'Leida. If there's one pair of birds being bought for a woman giving birth, and the other pair is also being bought by a woman who gave birth, is it the exact same type of korban? Or Ziva V'Ziva. If a woman was a Zova, it's a certain type of impurity that a woman has, and comes as a result of very particular types of bleeding. So at the end of the period of her impurity, she is obligated to bring a pair of birds. So if this occurred to her twice, for example, she would be obligated to bring two pairs of birds. And that's an example, again, where we have two pairs of birds which are designated as the exact same type of korban. Mishnei Shemos, what's an example of two pairs of birds which are for the sake of different korbanos? Leida V'Ziva. If one pair is as an obligation of a woman who gave birth, and the other pair is because of the woman having been impure as a zova, ketzad shtei noshim, what's a case which the Mishnah talked about in the previous Mishnah, where birds belonging to two different women get mixed together, al zoleida val zoleida. If, for example, one woman gave birth, and therefore she designated a pair of birds, and the other woman gave birth and designated a pair of birds, al zoziva val zoziva. Or if both women were impure like a zava, so they both designated a pair of birds for their korban. That's an example of two pairs of birds belonging to two different women, but meshem echad, where both of the pairs of birds were the same type of korban. But you could have even a case where it's two women, and the pairs of birds that they have are mishnei shemos, they're two different types of korbanos. Al zoleida, this woman has a pair of birds which she's designated for her sacrifice, her korban that she has to bring for giving birth. Whereas the other woman is bringing the korban because of having been impure as a zava. Now Rabbi Yossi says a new idea that two women who have a joint ownership of birds are able to designate birds for their individual separate korbanos, and they don't yet need to decide which of those birds is going to be for Rachel, let's say, and which is going to be for Leah. Even though they're designating the animals as korbanos now, it does not yet have to be defined at this point which of the birds are going to be Rachel's and which are going to be Leah's. Two women who buy their birds together as a joint ownership, or they gave money for these birds to a kohen, and they themselves didn't define when they bought these birds which are going to be bought for Rachel's korbanos and which are going to be bought for Leah's korbanos. Even in such a case, there's no problem, according to Rabbi, the Kohen can decide to bring the Korban Chatos for whichever one he wants, and the Korban Oila for whichever one he wants. Whether both women are bringing the same type of Korban or different types of Korbanos. And Rabbi understands that the arrangement is that when the Kohen brings one of the animals for the sake of, let's say, Rachel, the understanding is that Leah now relinquishes any ownership of that animal that she has, and she gives it over totally to Rachel. And that way, the bird belongs fully to the one for whom it is being offered up, which is a necessary requirement for korbanos. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The first mission of this perek sets up a rule, sort of a pattern, which is going to apply to many cases. Although this Mishnah itself doesn't explain why that's the case, and we'll see in the coming Mishnahs how exactly the calculation works out to be like this. Ken stuma, a pair of birds which is undefined. One of the birds is a korban oila, one is a korban chatos, but they haven't yet defined which is which. Sheporach memena goizel la'avir, that one of the birds flies away from that pair of birds into the air. It flies away and it's not coming back. Sheporach memena meisais, or it flew into a group of birds which have been designated as korbanos, but they need to be left to die. For whatever reason, those korbanos are invalidated. The point is, the bird has been mixed up with other animals, other birds, which cannot be brought as a korban. Or if one of the birds in the pair dies. So, firstly, this Mishnah is not really the introduction to the rest of the perek. That's the second half of the Mishnah. In this case, the Mishnah says quite simply, Yikach zug lasheni, he should buy a second bird for the bird which still remains. So there'll be a pair of birds once again. It's true that the bird which went away cannot be offered up, but the bird which still remains can be offered up, so all you need to do is buy another bird in order that you will have a pair. And now the Mishnah sets up a rule which we'll see the application of in the coming Mishnahs. Porach lebein akreivos. If a bird flies into a different group of birds, which again are undefined, half of them are korban oila, half of them are korban chatos, they haven't yet been defined, so the Mishnah says, posel, that bird is invalid. Now, we don't know which of those birds, now there's now a mixture, we don't know which of those birds is the bird which flew in. So we're going to see in the Kalam Mishnah what exactly we need to do, but the Mishnah says that that bird is invalidated, so you're definitely not going to end up offering up all of those birds. And as well as that, Upaisal Echad Kenegdoi, and one of the birds in the corresponding group, meaning in the group of birds from which this bird flew, one of those birds is also invalidated. Sha'agoizel ha'pareach posel, because in a case where a single bird flies from one group of undefined birds to another group, it itself becomes invalid, which means that one of the birds in the second group is invalid. And it also invalidates one of the birds which remains in the first group from which it flew. And why exactly this is the case and how that calculation works, we'll see in the coming Mishnayos.